So we're here from Mooreville Radio to kind of ask first what exactly happened last week at Svaram.
The context is a little bit complicated. Basically, Svaram, I'm here since 1991 in running this unit. And initially it was a woodworking shop, and then it became Svaram Musical Instruments. We had a smaller compound, and in the backside there was a volleyball court, which was being used mainly by our workers. Sometimes some local youths would join. In periods of times also it was absolutely not being used. Decorum dissolved, and Svaram took over, and I joined again Svaram, and presently I'm again executive of Svaram. As Svaram has been growing, we had gotten permission or indication, whatever you would call it, to expand towards the Saracon site for our future, for development, because on the other side it was interfering with the ring road. So this is this plot, which also had then this volleyball court in it. This plot, until that time, when Svaram took over, at that time it was just like Porambuk land. It was just a grazing ground, basically, for the village, and people, and there were some posts, and occasionally people would play sports there. We had some young people in our new young Svaram at that time, and they wanted to do sport. So we upgraded the volleyball court. They wanted to play volleyball, so we upgraded the volleyball court. And we also installed some bars for gymnastics. At one point Svaram also started fencing in the grounds to keep the cows out, and we started also to do a bit of beautification, landscaping, started to plant things, and so on. I don't know anymore, 6 years back I think it is, some of our local Aurovillian youth also, they also joined the grounds where our people were playing. And they had switched over from volleyball to badminton, and they were very enthusiastic, and to such an extent that they actually started organizing that this ground be made like to put concrete and made into like a real proper badminton court. This with full agreement of Svaram, and Yes, wait, I lost my thread. Yeah, this was... Anyway.
How does it lead up to what happened last week?
We have been also expanding towards that site. Now, these people of this badminton court are claiming that we have been... taking over, without any permission, taking over land which actually belonged to them. And they want this full field, which was unused until Svaram developed it. They claim now was actually sports ground, because there was this volleyball court in it. This was a sports ground, and they have been working on it, which means they occasionally cleaned some thorns, because they had to. That was all the input that ever was there. Meanwhile, we have been putting in consistently maintenance of the place, bonding. I am every monsoon. I'm out there, like checking how the water flow goes, etc., etc. I'm stewarding this plot. So, they're making now a big noise that it's theirs, and they're objecting actually to a new shed which we want to put up, which is not interfering with the badminton court at all, because they actually need a second badminton court. They don't have enough to have just one court. They need two courts, they feel. I mean, the court is laying unused at least for the last year, But this is according to them because they don't have enough place. Because because there are always so many people there, then they have to wait. Mm-hmm. I mean, the logic, it's a little bit shaky, but I mean, this is sort of the things. I mean, like, I get argument after argument. I mean, like, and then this and then that, and like this reason, that reason. There are plenty of reasons why we are wrong and we should be off the land, and like, we have. Yeah, it's. They have plenty of arguments from their side. In any case, we had some meetings with them which broke down. I mean, I had a meeting with them where I was quite willing to accommodate, but they were not willing to accommodate my shed, which for me was of prime importance because, I mean, I need this shed for my for our unit. We need this place for people to work. We have orders. I need space for storage. I need space for people to sit and work. I mean, it's of prime importance for the growth of this unit that this goes on. And they are blocking this. They're refusing, and they say it's their ground. It's where this, because once upon a time, before we shifted the volleyball court to where it is now, the court was there. So that is also sports ground. And we had removed the posts because, well, I mean, we shifted it just to the other side, which is the ring road, because, I mean, like, so to give us the place off the ring road to build our sheds. So so that's basically the contention, I think. Is that clear?
Yes. I heard that there was actually an incident last week that happened.
Yes, okay. To get to the incident is that I got a phone call 7 o'clock in the morning from my people here, a few youngsters of me, that people had entered the premises and were there taking out. We had put in some children or also adults, just some nice little installations where people in the outside could just make music on, and they were removing things. I mean, they were objecting it's too close to the court and it's anyway their ground. I mean, so they want them fully off the ground. I mean, I had in this meeting where I was trying to accommodate them, I had said, I mean, we can move things and shift things around a bit, that like it's more convenient for you. I could see that. Also, already I had removed one bamboo storage rack, which was indeed too close to the badminton court, actually, so we shifted that already. I'm flexible. We're flexible, yeah. It's not like that, like I'm putting my foot down there. So, but in any case, so I was called at 7 in the morning. There are people here taking things out of the ground, and so there was a group of between 11 and 15 people here. Mm-hmm. Some non-Aurovillians, mainly Aurovillians, under the leadership of one Aurovillian from Aromodel. And they were starting to take things out and carry them away and put them here in the first field, in our old field, so to say, yeah, in the first plot, where is the at the storeroom, yeah, at the workshop. And so I went there. At first I tried to call the council. The security said it did not interfere in non-Aurovillian matters. Thank you for that security. That was really nice. So they will not interfere in Aurovillian matters. I don't know why we have them. Then the council. I called the council here on a. They're on a ramp. I mean, this was still from my home. I was not yet on site. I said, there are people on Rampage in Swaram. Yeah? And I said, well, I mean, like it's like the law of the jungle here. And I was pretty much in shock already. And when I came here, things didn't get better. Guna from the council did show up. These people had already removed all our installations by the time I came, and we were hacking away in the fence and moving some wood and cutting into bushes. Guna tried to speak with them. I mean, speaking afterwards with the other party, they said like he did so in a rather offensive way for them, but I cannot judge that. It was all running in Tamil. My people told that, like, even while I was there, that, like, they were teasing me in Tamil from their side, the Tamil people. I didn't hear that, but, I mean, the vibe was definitely bad enough. to freaking out. I mean, they were not aggressive, but totally. As a executive of Swaram, I was standing there in front of a group of my fellow Aurovillians who were doing just what they like on the compound, which is under my stewardship, and I stand there totally disempowered in front of my own workers. And it is not a good situation at all. Guna at one point tell them, well, you can leave, they will just do here some cutting, and afterwards they will not touch anything. However, there was what particularly hurt me is that there was a very nice bamboo structure there, overgrown with some flowers, flowering creepers, like one is Hope, my mother's name, the other one I think is Faithfulness. And they were in full bloom, at least the Hope was in full bloom, and both of these flowers had taken me a long time to grow. I had a really difficult start with this Faithfulness. There was a lot of water. For almost a year or so I had to, every 3 days or so, water it. It's a hardy shrub, a hardy creeper, but it had a real slow start. And they were. Then I saw them working on that, chopping that down. So I went up to the leader of this group, which is this man from Aurumodel, and I asked him, "Why? What are you doing here? Why are you doing that?" And he told me, "Yes, it's disturbing." Well, I could only at that moment think of saying, "Well, the one who's disturbing, that's you." Cutting down flowers and being disturbed by flowers sounds to me like a disturbed person. Never mind that. That's my opinion, personal opinion. What hurt me actually? He promised me that he would leave them. He was just taking down the structure and putting everything sort of, but he would not touch the flowers. But later on, I saw that the faithfulness was pulled out. My coworker Kartik, the next day he had found it and will replant it and see if it still wants to grow. It's sort of like this level of ignorance is quite shocking to me. Yeah, you have questions?
And this has all led you, as I understand, to go on a hunger strike.
Well, not immediately. I went to the solar cage. I was upset. Very much, but at the same time, something else was also happening, and I was also very centered. So I went at 10 o'clock from a matrimonial duty, and actually had a very great time there, and was feeling very good. Of course, the whole thing was there, and we had to talk about it the next day, and all. We had a meeting that afternoon, where we framed the letter for the council and the various working groups. Mm-hmm. And we did it at the top of the solar kitchen. I had my guitar with me and just simultaneously did a bit of music therapy. So, it's like that for me. It helps me getting out of stress. Mm-hmm. During the night, I couldn't sleep. So during the night, this idea came. We already talked about it. Initially, I wanted to do like a sit-in at the town hall. We would just rotate and do a sit-in there. But my co-people, I couldn't get really to get along with this idea. I thought it was a good idea, but they wouldn't go for it. So then I had sort of half jokingly mentioned maybe it's a hunger strike. But actually in the evening I actually decided, yeah, that's maybe really the way to go. Just make a stand and make a statement here that like this is as far as it goes, as far as I'm concerned, in accepting the way things are here. And so that was like initially it was really in connection with directly with this unfortunate incident. But progressively, I mean, the incident became more into focus or into perspective, and I mean, like nothing really serious had been done there. I mean, like nothing had been burned or fatally destroyed. I mean, the next morning we actually put back the installations because, I mean, we put them a little bit further away from the badminton court, so there was no interference. I mean, it could have been done also before without any of all this. There was no need for all this. So anyway, I mean, I mean, the next morning, when I arrived here in Swaram, I joined the group meeting. We have Monday mornings always a circle, so that was already happening, and I joined them. And then I told them, well, I mean, actually, at that point, I got the inspiration, actually, that we're not accepting this. Yeah, and so so I asked everybody, well, we're going to put them back, no? Yeah, and everybody agreed, and so we just put everything back. At the same time, I also announced that I'd started a hunger strike in protest. And I think this, because I had been so disempowered in front of my workers the day before, I think this has been a very good thing for our company, because it put us back in charge of what's happening here.
And you mentioned putting this situation in perspective, and that your hunger strike is more
yes.
a reaction to...
Yes, now my hunger strike is continuing, but my focus is more in general. It's the wider picture at this point where I'm concerned about the increasing bullying and violence culture that's developing here in Oroville, and the total disregard for the decisions made by our working groups by certain elements in our community.
And as to the reaction of the working committee and anyone else you addressed a letter to, what was the response, or what has been the response?
It's mixed. I hear that the council had proposed to put a moratorium on the whole thing, like nobody does anything, which meant also like my shed would not happen. I mean, I find that a disgraceful proposal, because it actually gives in to the demands of this group. I mean, they don't want me to build this shed. They had told me already before, if I start building this shed, there will be action from their side. I've not started building this shed, except that I got the pipes here on the other side for painting, which already infuriated them at one point. Where am I?
Do you have anything you want to express?
No. I was explaining you why I'm on this hunger strike. I mean, or my new perspective. I'm not yet finished, huh? So there is the increasing culture of violence and disrespect. The disrespect for the decisions of the working. Oh, maybe I finished actually this statement. I think that was it. I think I've already formulated it. Yes.
And in perspective to what you hope to come out of this, or how you could see a resolution?
A resolution. I intend to bring this to the what's it called? The priorities and value meeting. I hope they will put it as a priority. Yes, I think it is. The general cancer that is growing here by not being able to deal with violent attitude within our community.
And is there a cure for this cancer?
I'm not the doctor here. I'm the one who runs, who's ringing the bell, maybe. Yeah. I definitely want to see. I would like that a group would be formed who sees this and really starts to think our strategy. And I think more we will have to have much more strict laws of what's allowed and not allowed here in Oroville, and and implement them. And the moment there's violent behavior from anybody, there's a severe warning, and two warnings, and you're out, because you're not following your own rules in this community. What are you doing here then? Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I see it.
Your next move would be to attend the values and priorities meeting to hope that this can be discussed in a group.
There will be many moves in between that. And then, yes, that's 8 days from now. I'm not just sitting around, sorry.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you want to say about the situation or about
your... No, I've talked already so much about all this stuff. I mean, like, I'm pretty fed up with it.
Okay. Thank you for talking to us.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.